Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the telephone conference where Mr. Jean-Pascal Bock, Chief Executive Officer of Bock Group, will be discussing the group's 2013 half-year financial results. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for the interest you show in our company by attending this telephone conference. Its purpose is to comment on Bock Group's first half-year results 2013, give you additional comments about the company situation over the first 6 months, as well as the outlook for the full year 2013. With me today, Attilio Titti, our Chief Financial Officer, and Joseph Santoro, our Investor Relations Manager and Group Treasurer. The press release, which was issued this morning, and the half-year report can also be found on our internet website. You have all received it. Bock Group first half-year results are on track. The improvement in sales is due to a good order backlog at the beginning of the period and to increasing orders compared to the previous year for the same period. Our turnover guidance for the full year 2013 is expected to be slightly higher than the 1.2 to 1.260 billion turnover previously announced. Regarding the results, at current exchange rates and bearing unforeseen circumstances, we expect to improve the full year results achieved in 2012. Our telephone conference is structured in three sections. First, I will talk about the group sales and operating results. Second, about the macro analysis per business unit and per region. And finally, give you the outlook 2013. The group turnover for the first 6 months of 2013 amounted to 553 million Swiss francs, representing an increase of 30.1 million Swiss francs, or plus 5.6%, compared with the same period in 2012. This evolution is due to the following factors. Evolution of volume, representing plus 27.4 million Swiss francs, or plus 5.1%. Evolution of exchange rate, representing plus 2.7 million Swiss francs, or plus 0.5%. By business unit, compared to the 2012 half-year figures, sales reached 105.4% for business unit Schibsted, 99.6% for business unit Westfed, and 111.6% for business unit Services. The group operating result shows a loss of 3.8 million Swiss francs versus a loss of 28.5 million Swiss francs for the same period in 2012. This significant improvement is due to higher sales, a better work balance, meaning a better use of our production capacity, and the very positive impact of the group transformation program. The net loss amounted to 13 million Swiss francs compared to a loss of 35.1 million Swiss francs in 2012. The available cash increased by 25.7 million Swiss francs to reach a total of 331.1 million at the end of June 2013. On July 23rd, part of this cash was used to reimburse 100 million Swiss francs public bond reaching maturity. The consolidated shareholders' equity reached 29.2% of the total balance sheet compared to 27.3% at the end of 2012. The increase is mainly due to the impact of the revised accounting standard IAS 19 on employee benefits. I will now go on the second section, which will give you some details for each business unit regarding market situation, turnover and operating results evolutions. For the business unit Schibsted, The overall business activity exceeded expectations in the corrugated board industry. This compensated a weaker investment level in the folding carton sector. There are, however, some signals that this trend could reverse in the second half of the year as demand is rising again in folding carton. Total order entries for the first half year 2013 improved slightly compared to the previous year. Some large orders were taken in the corrugated sector and strong backlog generated. A new entry-level hot press stamper dedicated to the Chinese market was presented during the China Print exhibition in Beijing last May. This demonstrates a good evolution for the entry-level product with good profitability level potential for Bob's. We foresee a successful year 2014 in this segment. The move from pre to May was completed in March this year, 100% aligned with our plan. The group's largest industrial site is now fully operational and is being further streamlined through a transformation program which is fully on track. This spring, we handed over to the buyer the keys of the premises, and the balance of the cash related to this sale has been fully collected. The turnover of the first semester 2013 has increased by 12 million Swiss francs, or plus 5.4% compared to first semester 2012, thanks partly to higher backlog levels at the beginning of the year. Anticipating a normal seasonality with higher invoicing in the second half of the year, the business unit Sheetfed expects sales for the full year to exceed those of 2012. The operating results amount to minus 23.9 million Swiss francs. The group transformation is bearing its fruit and the positive impact is progressively visible in the business unit results. The improvement from minus 40.8 million Swiss francs in June 2012 to minus 23.9 million Swiss francs in June 2013 is due to much better production capacity usage in Switzerland and due to good implementation of the group transformation. Now I will go for the business unit website. The results for the first half year 2013 reflect the positive trend in this industry, and we are confident that this momentum will continue throughout the rest of the year. The H1 sales, even though lower than in 2012, were achieved despite a volatile business climate, particularly in Western Europe, where customers are still reluctant to invest. In North America, sales are strong, as well as in emerging markets such as China, Southeast Asia, South America, offsetting flat sales in Europe. Customers were enthusiastic about the Bob's FNK 26 CI Flexible Press launched last year. The platform is proving a perfect match for the needs of the global flexible packaging printing industry. We have already sold more than 50 machines in 1 year. Gravure printing products continue to perform well in both mature and emerging countries. In addition to participating to fairs and exhibitions, attending shows across Europe, Africa, Middle East and China, we had successful open days. The turnover decreased by 0.5 million Swiss francs or minus 0.4% compared to first semester 2012 due to product mix between H1 and H2. The business unit website will catch up and expect sales for the full year to exceed those of 2012. The operating results amount to plus 7 million Swiss francs. The good performance of the business unit WebFed confirms the effectiveness of the group's strategy to launch platforms, modules, and lean strategies, as well as to invest in innovation and in quality. The business unit services, strong increase in sales in the first half 2013 of nearly 12% compared to a weak first half in 2012, was achieved in the Americas, and North and Eastern Europe, where the demand for features increasing the productivity of existing equipment is high. Other markets, such as Italy and Spain, were difficult, struggling in the midst of economic downturn and market consolidation. Spare parts availability and delivery has been steadily improving since the creation of the European Distribution Center early 2012, a big step towards the optimization of the group global distribution network. New products such as additional maintenance solutions, remote services, and upgrades have contributed largely to the achieved sales growth. The business unit services objectives for 2013 and 2014 are fourfold, keeping in mind the vision of becoming the service leader in packaging industry. First, continue to focus on customer satisfaction. Second, hire further service technicians and train and retain existing ones. Third, further develop spare parts management. And fourth, optimize group processes to assure global best practices. The turnover increased by 19.3 million Swiss francs, or plus 11.6% compared to H1 2012. Business unit services expects a good second half of the year, with sales for full year to exceed those of 2012, thanks to a good level of services and due to the ramp-up of the newly hired field service technicians. The operating result amounts to plus 14.1 million Swiss francs. This is due to the improvement of supply chain management and to the benefit of the group transformation program. Now let's have a look at the group turnover by geography. Looking at the distribution of sales by geographical zone, we see that Europe has increased by plus 9.5% or 20.9 million Swiss francs, and the Americas posted an increase of plus 18% or 25.4 million versus first half 2012. Asia and Oceania decreased by 11.2% or 17.5 million Swiss francs. Africa increased by plus 9% or 1.3 million Swiss francs. The comparison by region between H1 2012 and H1 2013 does not reflect the trend for the full year. In the months to come, Asia will catch up and Europe will reduce. North America recorded promising level of bookings, while business activity in Western and Southern Europe has yet to recover from the unfavorable economic climate. In emerging markets, we see order entries progressing compared to the same period in 2012, especially in China. Finally, when we consider the outlook 2013, we estimate that the full year sales will be slightly higher than in the previous year, therefore close to 1.3 billion Swiss francs, despite very difficult market conditions in Europe and in Middle East. The positive trend in Asia and in the Americas compensate these reductions, and the group's order entries was up to plus 7.6% by the end of July compared to the same period in 2012. At current exchange rates and bearing unforeseen circumstances, we expect to improve the full year results achieved in 2012. This takes into account the need to fully compensate the impact for the non-repetitive government grant received in 2012. The group continues to implement its strategy, which is to improve its operational excellence in order to achieve the communicated mid-term financial target by 2015. To innovate, to increase its presence in emerging markets and medium segments, and to increase the performance of its services. We should not forget that the global economy remains very fragile and it is very difficult to predict beyond a few months ahead. The exchange rate continues to put pressure on our business and things do not seem to improve. We must pursue our group transformation program at the right speed and with the adequate leadership to keep a tight control on costs, cash management, and inventories. To conclude, we would like to highlight the following key points. We confirm a good level of activities in the packaging industry, where the group can demonstrate its technical leadership and enjoy market activities with added value or entry-level solutions. The group transformation program is on track and delivers the expected profitability improvement. Thank you for your attention, and we are now ready to answer your questions.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, today's question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you wish to ask a question, please press the star or asterisk key, followed by the digit 1 on your telephone touchpad. We will take the questions in order received and will take as many as time permits. The first question comes from the line of Patrick Hussain from Bank Vontobel Zurich. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. I have three questions, please. The first on business unit services. The double-digit growth continued from the second half into the first half, and that's really good. However, the margin came down a bit despite a rather unchanged mix in terms of spare parts and services. So can you explain a bit where exactly this margin pressure is coming from? And would you say this 186-ish, 190 million of sales, is that a good run rate for the second half as well for services? Then, on your guidance, you are now guiding for improved results versus 2012. However, you restated your EBIT from 31 to 19 million for 12 as well. So, is that really an increase in the guidance for the EBIT, or is it actually still around 30 million on a reported basis? A bit more clarity would be very useful. Last question on your midterm targets. In your half-year report, you only reiterated the EBIT margin and ROC targets. Do the other metrics, are they still valid as well? Sales, payout ratio, equity ratio? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Raffaele, for this question. First of all, for the business unit service, yes, we can confirm the trend H2 2012 and H1 2013, and it looks like H2 2013 we enjoy a good growth. And this growth, from a market standpoint, as I mentioned, will be driven mainly by mature markets, as the people need really to improve productivity, reduce costs, and so on. So I will say, finally, that proves to be concrete, and we are happy with that. On the margin perspective, I don't see really the reductions on margin. I can say that we are hitting the overall profitability of the business unit. I need to go back to more numbers to understand. Twofold maybe comes to my mind right now, two topics. One might be product mix, but I don't see that really. And second, of course, you know that business unit service had a different allocation of cost. But overall, I can tell you that the overall profitability of business unit from margin standpoint is stable or increasing slightly. That's for the first question. The second question, the guidance, we will improve the 30 million EBIT published in 2012 with the new guidance we gave for the turnover of around 1.3 billion turnover. And the midterm target, it was just forgot to put that on the half-year report, that we keep exactly the same ratio we have earlier. The equity, the only thing we need to rework, however, but that will be given later, late this year, early next year, is in fact the equity ratio based and due to the impact of IAS 19 on the net equity. That we might have to rework and recalculate the new target due to IAS 19 impact on the balance sheet. But for all other indicators, we keep the same target.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
The next question comes from the line of Thomas Baumann from Mirabeau, Zurich. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. I have three questions as well. First of all, to check, are in the operating profits per segment any, or business units, any extraordinary items included, either positive or negative? The second is, well, from your comments on the market, Mr. Bobst, I would assume that the capacity utilization at the customer base must be fairly good or even very good. Maybe you can elaborate a little bit on that, just for us to, you know, assess what the capex cycle of the customer base is. And thirdly, can you elaborate on the on the availability of financing facilities amongst your customer base? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Thomas, for these questions. For the first question, included in H1, we have 1.7 million costs due to 1.7 million. Restructuring costs. And overall, for the full year, we gave the guidance 9 million, and we will be slightly higher than 10 million for the full year. As I told the community earlier, we will announce and finalize these as step by step we make decisions. So on H1, we had only 1.7 million restructuring costs. For your second question, the capacity utilization on the market, of course, it depends quite a lot from between countries and countries. But to make it on a nutshell, we can say that North America is certainly reorganizing itself. We see also consolidation in the industry, and that's why we enjoy high level of investment, because they see that the average age of the equipment there, as I was telling that for years now, is quite high. It's more than 15 years, and they need to go to new technology, and we believe, without knowing exactly what will be the next 3 years, but we believe that should continue to be the case if everything remains the same. And this is good news for service, of course, and for new equipment. In Europe, a very unbalanced situation from industry to industry. We do see slowdown in some countries such as Italy and North Europe for some industries, specifically in folding carton. And in corrugated, we see consolidations and further investment. So there we see a good level of activity. As you know, corrugated is very much linked to the other major big industry in Europe, such as automotive industry. And as long as this is positive, then corrugated will still pull. The good news, however, we see that now a sense of necessity in folding carton to reinvest and a bit more activity. So that should be confirmed. We see small signals the last 2 months. Need to be confirmed the next quarter. I will say we speak a lot about, I will say Middle East, it's a very bad situation, very complex. People want to invest, want to do something, but we all know and imagine the current situation, so very, very uncertain, and we counted on this region to boost also and continue our penetration with our entry-level equipment, but this is not the case now. We will see, of course, next year. Russia is certainly an activity, a country where we do enjoy also a good trend, a positive trend. And even if India, we have a lot of discussions and questions regarding the evolutions, we do enjoy good growth in folding carton, a slow startup in corrugated, and a slowdown in the flexible material. We used to have quite an active potential, or still potential but active business in India. For the last months, we have seen a slowdown. In China, I think it's an ongoing battle, but we stay on the same level, no big increase, but at a good flat level in China of activity. And as we are launching new product, we do expect a slight increase for next year. So overall, yes, consolidation will happen, people will disappear, but this helps also customers today not only to stop investment, but they need new technologies, and with our portfolio, I believe we are in the opportunity, capacity to offer these offerings. The last question, Thomas, I forgot to write it down. Can you just repeat it, please?
Yeah, about the financing facilities for your customers. I suppose most of them need financing, and if it's not available, it's obviously...
Thank you. Yeah. We don't see a major change or major difficulties. We don't see a problem on this field.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Armin Rechberger from ZKB Zurich. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. Net working capital increase, what do you expect for full year? Then, what was the exact amount of government grants in 2012, which will cease in 2013? And then, I would like to pick up a question Patrick Raffaith already asked about services. I mean, their EBIT margin came back from 8.5% in second semester 2012 to 7.6% first semester 2013. Sales was a little bit weaker now in this last semester, but still, I mean, there is a trend of weaker margin.
Thank you. So, I will give the word to Attilio for the net working capital evolution, and I come back to you on the service.
Good afternoon, Mr. Rechberger. As you saw, inventories are higher at the end of June than at the year end. This is due to the fact that, as usual, we have high WIP for finished machines which are not yet invoiced. This year it is particularly, we have some large lines, and as you know, our large lines can range in a price of 10 million, so this is a part of the higher inventory. This will again reduce by the end of the year. We might not see, as we already announced, the same absolute levels than we had at the year end 2012, and the main reason is that we succeeded to sell nearly all the machines we had in our demo centers by the end of 2012, with the disadvantage that then at the beginning of the year we have no machines to show to our customers to do all the training. So therefore we might anticipate the replenishment of the machines for our demo centers, and as we already gave the number, this is something in the range of 10 to 15 million, which we might end up higher than last year. So the inventory we have, the high inventory we have at the end of June is good inventory. It's mainly finished machines which are invoiced in the second half. And for your second question, the government grants, which are still pending out of the package which was discussed with the government already last year, is 3.4 million for 2013 we should receive. More or less half of it has already been booked in the first half, and the second half will be booked in by the end of 2013.
But what's the difference towards 2012?
It was a full package which was negotiated. Part was for the move of our apprenticeship center from Pri to May. This happened last year. And part of the grants we receive are for the running of the apprenticeship center, and the running subsidies were split over 2 years. On top of that, we had what is called in French AIT, Aide à l'initiation au travail. This is to train people, to, in order to retain people, retrain training them for new functions, and this program was all done last year. So nothing planned for this year.
And what's then the difference in Swiss francs for the two consequent years, 2012 to 2013?
Yes. If you look at our annual report, you will find, and also in the presentations we gave, we announced that last year we had for 16.7 million government grants. This year we expect 3.4 million.
Ah, okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
And last question regarding the trend in margin, service margin.
Yeah. For the service margin, again, you see, when you look at globally, we have maybe a small point difference between 12 and 13. If you look at the, we don't publish that, but when we look at the gross margin, we stay and we keep a good level. And this is most of the allocation below on SLAs and various costs affected in other lines in the P&L. I cannot give you now online the variances, but this is overall we continue to improve our business unit service profitability, and we will continue to do so H2. This is the only thing I can tell you. We can come back to you with more information later.
Thank you.
As a reminder, please press star or asterisk followed by one if you have a question. There appear to be no further questions. I'd like to hand the meeting back to Mr. Bob for his closing remarks. Please go ahead.
Yeah, maybe just the time to make a few calculations on the last question from service. If you take the page 13 on the half year report, quickly make the calculation, you look at December 12th, the 21.1 million in service and the turnover, we will be at 6.1%. June, we are at 7.5%. And I just mentioned earlier, we will continue to work and improve and slightly in H2. So this is the only guidance I can give you. Overall, do not expect to have exactly the same impact profitability improvement between H1 and H2 due to group transformations, but we will continue to implement our program and achieve the guidance we just provide. So ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your attention. We would like to thank you for the interest you show and your follow-up for the group. Within this unstable business environment, Box Group is pursuing its group transformation, and we will deliver the sustainable profitability expected. More information will be given to you during our next meeting for our traditional update on the full-year activity, which will take place on December 4th in Zurich. Thank you very much again, and have a great evening.
Thank you, Mr. Bob. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's conference. On behalf of the Box Group, thank you for your participation.